Next patient is Carolyn Howley. H-A-W-L-E-Y. H-A-W-L-E-Y. Carolyn. C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Date of birth 6. I'm sorry. Date of birth is 7-5-41. Date of visit 6-10-26. Please make copy for Ramneet Kunar. Ramneet, R-A-M, M as in Mary, N-E-T-E-T, Ramneet, R-A-M, M as in Mary, N-E-T-E-T, N as in Nancy, N-E-E-T, Ramneet, R-A-M-N-E-E-T. Kunar, K-O-O-N-E-R, N as in Nancy, again. Kunar, K-O-O-N-E-R, M-D. Please write a copy for Ramneet Kunar. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Kunar, thank you for sending Carolyn Howley for evaluation. Next, has chief complaint is history of asthma and cough. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is an 84-year-old female who has a previous history of hypertension, macular degeneration, pulmonary hypertension, osteoporosis, was previously treated for wheezing and asthmatic symptoms period. The patient denies chest pains and has cough but no significant sputum production. And denies nasal congestion. She has used the albuterol inhaler as needed, as well as single air 10 milligrams a day. Her most recent CAT scan done on 12/16/24 was showing clear lung fields and mild pulmonary scarring in the apices and the scattered reticular nodular airspace changes with inspissated bronchioli in the right middle lobe period, as well as a 8 millimeter left apical pulmonary nodule period. Next paragraph. The patient's history includes history of hypertension for over 20 years, history of pulmonary hypertension, history for macular degeneration, and for osteoporosis. She also has hiatal hernia surgery. And she had a lump under her arm resected period. She has memory issues and mild cognitive deficits period. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 15 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next, family history: mother died of heart disease, father died of unknown causes, probable CVA. Next, system review. The patient has had fatigue, no weight loss. She has glaucoma, and she has vertigo and hoarseness, and shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains, and she has heartburn and no abdominal pains, no diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains. She has anxiety and depression. Denies easy bruising. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness and occasional headaches and memory loss. Next paragraph, and she has itchy skin. Next paragraph, med list, montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Protonics 40 milligrams daily. Bupropion 150 milligrams daily. Cardizem 120 milligrams daily. Losartan HCT 50-12.5 milligrams daily. Celecoxib 200. Let's see. Celecoxib is 200 milligrams a day. Paroxetine 40 milligrams daily. And donepezil 10 milligrams. Daily, somatostatin 10 milligrams a day. Next physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, sinus, ictus, clubbing of erythema. Blood pressure 124/80, pulse 92, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 160 pounds, saturation 93. HEND norms, thalic pupils reactive. Sclerocleo throat is mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thalamegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursion. Occasional wheezes scattered in the upper chest with distant death sounds. The absence of irregular smallness 2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gynomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is chronic cough. Number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3. Hypertension. Number 4, history of lung nodules. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6, memory loss. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Sputum will be sent for AFP cultures. And The patient may need a bronchoscopy scheduled to get cultures for AFB and fungus. She will use the albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in 4 weeks. Oh, can you please add in the first paragraph. The patient did go for a CT chest this past month, and it showed tiny tree in bud nodules in the upper lung zones. And the final comprehensive report is still pending. Please add that in the first paragraph, please. And in the final diagnosis, also add multiple lung nodules. Rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. Okay. And the final sentence, sputum will be sent for AFB cultures and stains and a follow-up in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Ramneet Kunar. R-A-M-N-E-E-T. Ramneet Kunar. K-O-O-N-E-R-M-D. Thank you.